So, Mike, it's the holiday season. This is not going to be out in time for it.
No.
We're going to put this out probably the day after Christmas. So you've already had your Christmas. You've already done whatever the hell you're going to do. And this episode won't help you. We should have put this out last week. But we're going to talk about some gifts and some merchandise that you could have given to loved ones this year. But first, Mike,
yeah.
Do we know anybody who's in Charlotte, North Carolina?
I do not think I know anyone good enough from North Carolina.
So any friends of Mike's in North Carolina, you're not good enough.
Not but good
I need
enough.
I need your mouths because they're apparently going to be testing buffalo chicken nachos in your area. There's going to be buffalo chicken nachos that want to meet you in your area. And I need you to get out there and prowl from Taco Bell to Taco Bell until you find them, eat them. And then, you know, I guess tell me what it tastes like.
Do they have ingredients listed for these already?
No, I didn't see any. I just saw, you know, there's pictures of it and there's, you know, there's some thoughts. And the thing that I saw said that it looked like it has a volcano sauce or something on it. So if that's all they do, if they just put chicken and volcano sauce together and call that buffalo chicken, that's on the edge. It's on the edge of what's acceptable.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems they could add up to 2 new ingredients to Taco Bell if they did this, which would have been buffalo sauce and blue cheese, but I think blue cheese is a little too wild for Taco Bell, so that's probably a pipe dream.
Yeah, that'll go bad.
Yeah.
Not enough people want it. This last week also, a lot of people asked me about the dollar menu. There was some dollar menu confusion. Settle down. There's going to be like lots of dollar menu items on the new the value menu or whatever the hell they're called.
There's not much that's a single item on Taco Bell's menu that's over $5. So it's basically the whole menu is the value menu. They're not fooling anybody.
People get really sore when the dollar menu is $1.29. You go to some cities where they...
That's another thing. Is there any place in America where the dollar menu is still a dollar menu? I just assumed everywhere it's over a dollar.
Well, they definitely put things out for a buck here. Like there's... Because those breakfast things that I was talking about for a couple months, those are a buck. Those are a sweet American dollar, flat, not including tax.
I guess I'm just a little too metropolitan for Taco Bell, maybe.
Yeah, you got to get out of the big city once in a while. Yeah. You got to go out, let the wind blow through your hair, touch the green grass of America, and stop at Taco Bell somewhere along the way. So one of the things that gets me really depressed around this time of year, but also all times of year, is how merchandise is wild now. It's like so cheap to make things, and so easy to make them, and so it just doesn't matter. So when you go to Target, there'll be like a whole aisle of like adult onesies themed for this week, like for like a game, an NFL game, or for like a holiday or something like that. And there'll be all these toys and clothing, and it's like fully realized costumes and things like that they have on hangers that don't get sold. Like you come back a month later, they're all in this clearance jumble, and then they probably all just go on a container ship to some godforsaken country to be shredded on a beach. And it there's so much of it. Every store, every brand, everybody does it, including Taco Bell now. They're putting out these adult onesies that are, you know, branded like a hot sauce packet. And these like ugly holiday sweaters. Ugly holiday sweater, you have one day to use an ugly holiday sweater. So the things that I'm talking about are the things that are like a punchline. You pay like $30 for this item, and it's large, and it's, you know, made of plastic or whatever. And you use it once, and then the joke's done. You're not going to go to the same, like a party again with the same friends and wear the same, like, you know, ugly taco sweater or something like that. You've done it. The joke is over. Your adult onesie is done. You retire it, unless you're going to actually sleep in it or something like that. So that, I mean, how do you feel about this? Does it get you as depressed as it gets me?
It doesn't get me depressed, and I understand it's super easy to make this stuff now. Most people, you can buy a direct-to-garment printer for, I don't know, like $500 now. Mm-hmm. It might be a little more expensive than that. It might be a little too liberal of a price, but either way, you can afford a direct-to-garment printer if you really wanted to get into this business. So I can understand the merchandising. What I don't understand is, as we're going to, this is kind of segueing into our main and only segment, but basically I see, you know, these places have all this merchandise. I've never seen anybody wearing this stuff. I see people wearing obscure wrestling shirts and just pretty like crazy stuff on a daily basis, but I've never seen anybody wear a, like a Taco Bell kind of like, you know, hip Taco Bell shirt or hip any fast food brand shirt. Right. So they're definitely making this stuff. And I did have a theory. I will say I did have a theory that they just put it on a website. No one ever fucking buys it. But yeah, I'm looking, I'm going through the Taco Bell site right now and there's stuff that says sold out. So, somebody must have bought them. I don't know who.
Could be the illusion of scarcity. It's like when you go to Wish and it says like six other people have put this in the car. You better buy it right now.
Yeah.
They're selling out of the things. So what we did was, you know, the Taco Bell merch is what it is. There's a bunch of ugly sweaters up there now. You can look at those. And then there's a bunch of, you know, just dumb, like nothing merch. Big news though. I got the blanket that we talked about a couple
episodes. Oh man.
Yeah. My lovely wife saw me looking at it on the screen and went right to her computer and bought that shit for me. So now I have the least warm blanket in the world with the greatest graphic. You know, it's got the neon 80s grid with a big like pixelated Taco Bell logo on it. And that's mine now. That's mine. That's all I have. That's all I have in the world.
Before we move on to the other stuff, though, I'm looking at there's one holiday sweater on here that is not really holiday colors. It's the one with the Bell logo.
Yeah, you could just wear that.
You can wear that anywhere. But it's $59, which is kind of pricey. So I was like, maybe it's a real sweater. But no, it says 100% acrylic. So it's just an all-over print on a very uncomfortable shirt.
Yeah. Well, like if you go to, you know, Marshalls or TJ Maxx right now, they have racks and racks of these things. And they're really woven.
Yeah.
So terrible slave labor is happening to make these, you know, things that sell for a week.
To be fair, though, I think since the beginning of time, they make Christmas things for everything that you get as a Christmas gift, and it's completely useless because it's too late to use it already. Like people get ornaments for Christmas. It's like, it's too late, man.
Yeah, but grandma's put that in the attic, and it's back again next year. You saw the same like plastic holly leaves that were crumbling from 30 years of prior use for, you know, maybe not anymore. Maybe now everyone just buys new stuff every year because that's how life is now. But, you know, when we grew up, your parents definitely dragged down that box.
Yeah.
I think that people used to have their ugly sweaters and they would dust them off and use them again the next year. But now they're so jokey.
Yeah.
Like because it's a shtick thing now. And like, you know, you have parties and you have all this other stuff and they make kind of like niche and specific. And, you know, you can have like Game of Thrones and Krampus and all this shit on your ugly Christmas sweater. Anyway, so what we decided to do was look at, you know, the competition. Everybody's in this game now. With varying degrees of success. So we, you know, we took a look at the couple of sort of direct peers of Taco Bell and a couple of the just the other big names in the game to see who's at it. And, you know, I think the order I went in, we can go whatever order you want, but I started with Qdoba.
Mm-hmm.
And Qdoba's isn't bad, but there's some weird stuff on it. You know, the merch all kind of looks like they're sort of following Taco Bell, like they have that kind of almost like Run the Jewels looking aesthetic or something, where like the kid's onesie has like a gold chain with a taco on it.
I mean, not to get too ahead of ourselves, but I would say all four Taco Bell and the other three vaguely Mexican restaurants, it looks like maybe the same people made all this stuff.
I kind of don't think so. I mean, we'll get to it, but I think that of the three, you know, of the three main Mexican ones that I looked at, they each have a specific branch. And, you know, this one was the one that's trying to get the Hugh closest to the Taco Bell thing of being kind of cool. But except for the one thing that is kind of bizarre, there's a couple things that are bizarre, but the one thing that's the most bizarre is there's a very plain ass Mexican blanket. It's just like, it's the Mexican blanket that you usually see bunched up in a corner, three of them for a dog to sleep on, or that someone lays over their footlocker to make into a coffee table to sort their weed and seeds on or something like that. It's like, this is the kind of blanket you've seen. It comes with that Pier 1 import smell burned into it. It never goes away. It has like, you know, like a weird musty drug rug smell to it forever. And there's nothing particular about this. It's not like colors of Qdoba, I don't think. It just has a little Qdoba logo on a stitched corner. And I think it's only like $15 or something like that. So it's entirely affordable. That's pretty odd. And then there's a lot of off-brand stuff like a smartphone charger and stuff like that. But the one thing that they do make that I can recommend quite highly, because I have an unbranded model of this, is they have a measuring spoon, an adjustable measuring spoon. It's wonderful. If you want to get something from the Qdoba website, I quite highly recommend the measuring spoon. But I think it's kind of odd how much cookware they offer, given that their whole economic model, the whole foundation of Qdoba is hoping that you don't cook, that you don't want to cook and you want to go to Qdoba instead. But they have measuring spoons and all kinds of other stuff.
So as far as their clothing goes, they do have a lot of hip shirts, I guess you would say. Not a lot, but they have a good amount. And I do respect that they're not covered in branding, even the Taco Bell ones. You mm-hmm. see those shirts, you know it's Taco Bell. If for some reason you were just surfing the web and you came across the Qdoba website, you can buy some of these shirts and wear them and not worry about people outing you as a Qdoba fanatic. I've only had Qdoba once in my life and it was not memorable.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And then, but the thing that doesn't get me is then they have all these, they have like a logo polo and a logo puffy vest, like multiple puffy vests. I don't know the climate of where the highest concentration of Qdobas are and if there's a need for, I don't know if it's like it's in Colorado or something and there's a need for puffy vests, but.
It does have that look. It's
yeah.
Like there's like cardigans. There's a blazer, like an actual warm looking blazer. There's a ton of stuff on here that definitely doesn't have any branding. There's a shirt that just says Freshalicious.
Yeah.
Like that, they're not getting any money's worth out of you buying that shirt. They're not getting any branding bump from that whatsoever.
And those shirts are pretty cheap. They're $15. That's super cheap. But yeah, the other stuff, the polos are $58. I mean, maybe they're high quality, but I just don't see myself loving Qdoba so much that A, I would ever go to their website to buy merchandise, and B, say, out of all of the merchandise, I'm going to get a Qdoba cardigan or polo. That doesn't seem like anything any sane human being would do.
I'm looking at a map, and you know, sometimes Google Map, when you do things, doesn't really update properly, but it looks like all the Qdobas are up this way.
Oh.
So I could be right or wrong about that, but like the map is showing me currently that they're all, you know, in the sort of New England-ish area.
I always thought it was like a West Coast chain.
I'm going to click over on the West Coast and see if it they're starting to refresh. They're all over the place.
Okay.
But let's just pretend they're all in cold weather places so this all makes sense. So the next one is the more obvious one. It's maybe not. Maybe the third one is the most obvious. But this Chipotle. Chipotle. Don't say Chipotle. If you do, this is the one. See, this is where I sort of think it branches off, because this stuff, first of all, I want to know how you get the job of being the guy who just doodles. You know, all of their packaging, all of their cups, their, you know, the paper that they put on the tray, the shirts. It's like they just have doodles of like the farm animals, or doodles of the food, or just like doodles of flowers. Like somebody has a job. They just get to sit around and do like pen and ink, like ballpoint pen drawings all day long. And it's not just this brand. Like there's other brands that have the same kind of aesthetic where there's just, you know, bunches of stuff drawn on everything. And how do you get that job? Like I'm kind of an illustrator. I could do this, but I think this merch is different, because this is just decorative. Like they have a couple of things that are a little bit wacky or whatever, but for the most part, like their aim is just to be, you know, they look like up close, you see the topical stuff. You see like that there's little slices of onion or whatever in the drawing or whatever. But the most part, it looks like they look like the shirts that you would buy at a museum gift shop for like an aunt you don't know very well. You know, there's one that's just a flower. It's just like a doodled flower. I don't even know if it says Chipotle in it anywhere.
Yeah, but I think if you've been in a Chipotle enough, this is so recognizable. You would say, hey, that looks like something that would be at Chipotle.
That's why, like, I don't think this is hip. It's hip in a different way, I guess, but it's not like, it's not trying to be hip hop, that's for sure. It's not trying to be like quote unquote millennial or whatever.
This is for serious hardcore Chipotle fans that just want to represent Chipotle. I will give them credit, though. They have the wrapping paper that looks like salsa and guacamole, and I think that's really cool. It's very expensive. Currently, Zachariah, last episode's guest host, is importing the Taco Bell version because it was Canada only for me, but it's been lost in transit for about 10 days now, and that sucks, because you know I don't want to get on a postal service rant or anything, but it just seems during Christmas, it's just like, hey, we can be bad at our jobs. It's okay.
Yeah.
And and I ordered wrapping paper to use to wrap people's gifts. And I didn't get it. So that's a...
Fuck you, Mike's family. You're getting the shit in butcher paper this year.
Yeah, but next year, people are going to have vintage Taco Bell wrapped gifts. So
yeah, this is going to be in the rearview mirror by then. No one's going to remember that last year. That this year, every brand made wrapping paper of their food. And the guac wrapping paper, if the images on the web are to be believed, it's very nauseating. It's way too much guac to see all at once.
It's really cool.
It's really, really detailed, realistic looking field of guacamole. There's a couple of items I just wanted to briefly discuss. Okay, so first of all, there's a children's shirt with a spray-painted happy face on it that should definitely say "Why so serious?" or like "We live in a society" underneath. I don't even know if it says Chipotle on it. And then there's a shirt that it looks like, you know, Alfred Hitchcock meets Converge. It's just this Banksy spray-painted looking seagulls attacking the viewer, with no rhyme or reason to it. It's like some of the stuff that they put up here is definitely just someone had an idea and they have access to Chipotle's printer or whatever. So like, I want a shirt of seagulls attacking me.
I was going to say it's a scam that they're selling Chipotle branded Tabasco for $8. Yeah. But then I remembered last year for, ironically enough, for Christmas, I bought my girlfriend a $35 bottle of Tabasco sauce. So
yeah. How'd that taste?
It's fucking good, but I don't know. I mean, we still have it. It gets used sparingly. It's not an everyday hot sauce, but
does it have a flavor you could identify in the world, like elsewhere?
Yeah, it tastes like if you had some down home family actually make you Tabasco sauce. It doesn't taste like the manufactured shit. It tastes like I had a friend Kenny that lived across the street from me when I was growing up, and his family was very Southern, and it tastes like their hot sauce, basically.
Jesus, I've never heard of someone making their own hot sauce.
I don't think it's one of those things no one needs to do anymore because there's so many.
Yeah. Well, the upside is that this bottle is scorpion pepper sauce, which is definitely not on the shelves when you go to Chipotle. So this is like they're giving you something to bring into the restaurant and nuke the place. Because this is, you know, I'm a spice boy, but, you know, if you poured out a bunch of scorpion pepper sauce onto your food, you would bother the people around you probably. That's a significant pepper. So, The most obvious one here, and this has a little story attached to it. We'll go into a nice side journey here, but Del Taco. Del Taco, in contrast to Qdoba, their merch looks like it comes from a Boardwalk Souvenir t-shirt shop. They sell everything and anything. Like, it's definitely someone just like clicking on, you know, Oriental Trading Company or AliExpress items to see what they can get. There's like a souvenir shirt, teal shirt that just says something in really unconsidered print that you can't even read. Like everything just looks like kind of garbage. But did you check this one out?
Yeah. It's they have cool socks. They have like a taco print socks, which is pretty cool. They're $16, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a $16 sock.
Yeah, even Stance socks, which are like, you know, the number one. I think they might be $16, and I doubt these are Stance socks.
Both of us watch a lot of unboxing videos and like blind box videos, and there are people who buy like $100 Gucci socks and stuff like that. So
I guess it's not too bad. There's some kind of inside joke with Del Taco with the word noggles.
I'll get to that.
Okay, so there's a lot of stuff with that on it, but yeah, as Scott said, It has that feel of who is ever going to go to our website and buy clothing off of it. So I respect them for that. I respect them to be like, fuck, man, if you really want to talk Del Taco shirt that bad, we're not going to really put that much thought into it because you're really the only one. So I'm fine with it.
But when it comes to the merch beyond the shirts, there's some items. There's like, first of all, my favorite thing is a cha-cha pen. It's actually like a little maraca. I think it's like a little shik 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 maraca at one end of a pen. That's fantastic. There's Mardi Gras beads with little 3D tiny tacos. So if you want to see some breasts, you can just throw these beads at people unbidden. There's a totally ordinary usable backpack that just says Del Taco on it. It's just a backpack. You just bring your books to school. But the thing I liked is that there's the cheapest iPhone pop handle. You know, those little like circular pop handles that people have.
Yeah.
It's $1.25. Those things are like $10. They shouldn't be.
Expensive.
That's a 90-cent item, but Del Taco will sell you one for $1.25 because it's advertising their app really tastelessly on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a whole section.
They have also a fidget spinner, if you guys remember those.
Right. They're going to have that fidget spinner on that site until until next Christmas, at least. So yeah, there's a section of the site. If you go to the top menu, you just click on this word noggles, and maybe people from the West Coast, this is old hat to them. I don't know. Like this is, you know, the burger wars or something to them. They don't really care about. So noggles, Mike, is an ex Taco Bell partner, like, or sorry, an ex Del Taco partner. Like, one of the guys from Del Taco branched off and it's like, you know what? I don't need you. I'm going to open a restaurant called Noggles. I have better ideas. So he opened another restaurant. He called it Noggles, has the plainest branding ever. And he did well. He bloated up, or the next guy did well. I think he sold it. I think he like tried and didn't really do well. So some guy was like, I'll take it from you. And then brought it up to like 200 something restaurants. And then, you know, the hungry clacking jaws of Del Taco came back around and they just used the erosion of time to say, that's ours now. And they made them Del Tacos. They just, we're taking these back. Like, I don't know where that guy went, but fuck you. This is ours. And they made them all Del Tacos and Noggles just evaporated. That was in the 90s. All right. 2006, this blogger puts up a page like, remember Noggles? Remember? And it goes bananas, so bananas that Del Taco contacts him like, what can we do with this? And he's like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just my blog. You know, I'm going to just sit on this. Fuck you. 6 years later, that guy, the blogger, takes Del Taco to court or something and says, you've abandoned the brand Noggles. It's mine. I'm going to open a restaurant. A blogger opened, just got in bed with like some kind of consortium or whatever. And they just opened a Noggles. A real Noggles. And he, like, with his own ideas, like, this is how I would dream Noggles would be. And yeah, he did it. And then, but what happened was, like, a Rick and Morty, like, Szechuan sauce thing happened to them. So many people were like, oh shit, Noggles is back. Showed up to the only Noggles in the world and shut it down. Like, just, they couldn't do anything about it. They just had to put up a notice like, sorry, I didn't think everyone was going to show up and want food. So we got to stop. And they just stop being Noggles for a little bit. And then they came back with like this temporary thing. And then I don't know what the status is. I just kind of tapered off. But yeah. So I don't understand, because this is the Del Taco website. That's a separate thing. Like, they lost the case or whatever, or maybe they got it back. But there's this whole section of the Del Taco store. Very plain branding. Like, if they're just there because they own the copyright and they're trying to curb stomp this blogger who, yeah. who took the task, it's the plainest merch I've ever seen. It's just brown shirts that say Noggles.
Yeah, maybe this is like spiteful merchandising, which I think is pretty cool. They're yeah, just like, fuck you, buddy. We could sell this stuff and make money.
Yeah, we're going to make more money selling a brown Noggles mesh yeah. trucker's hat than you made opening an actual restaurant with your money. So that was it for all that. Like, that's the direct peers. I think I didn't really look at Baja Fresh or anything like that. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they have stuff. I wouldn't want to know what Baja Fresh's merch would look like. That'd be pretty desperate. But you know, like, you know, institutionally, I would say their peers are the other big names. So, you know, we looked into KFC. And did you look for KFC? You looked for KFC merch and just didn't find any, right?
No, no KFC. If you see articles every day about, oh, they've released a streetwear.
Right.
And they never give you a link. It just seems to exist somewhere.
Yeah.
They probably released it for one pop-up store. Mm-hmm. You never see it again. So, yeah, outside of that, there's no KFC, no Wendy's, no Burger King. They don't give a fuck. There's not really a Pizza Hut. I think you could buy, like, if you want to look like a guy who works at Pizza Hut, they have a shop for that, but... Outside of that, yeah, it's pretty barren, except for the main one, of course.
Well, I want to back up to KFC for a minute. They do have they do have a store, and they put it up temporarily. It exists, because I remember maybe a year ago, I don't remember if it was me and you, but I think we both got into one of their sweaters. They have a really plain looking sweater that almost looks like looks like you know, the guy from It's a Wonderful Life would wear it to a football game in the 20s or something like that. It's very like. Heavy looking wool sweater that just says it says like Fried Chicken USA on it.
Yeah.
And apparently at the same time they were selling a $20,000 meteor carved into a chicken sandwich and these cool NASA patches and then like a very sexy men's Speedo, which you can find a picture of. It's a beautiful man wearing a beautiful man, a sexy Speedo. But they lose all points because they made one of those and shirts that says like chicken and potatoes and biscuits and cookie. I fucking hate that. But the only thing I wanted to mention is that right now everybody is telling us or is telling each other about the fried chicken scented fireplace log. That's a thing. I don't know where you buy it. It's everywhere. Like everybody is like, oh my God, they're releasing a fried chicken scented, you know, it's like one of those starter logs or whatever that you throw in a fireplace. It's made of wax and smells like it makes your house smell like fried chicken. So that's like the KFC game right now. And the Pizza Hut game is also basically like, it's terrible. It's all like fake millennial bait or whatever that says like pizza is bae. Like, not even millennial bait from 2011.
Yeah.
You know, like five panel hats and stuff like that. Like, I don't know if children even wear that stuff right now. But they did put, so here's my question. So I showed you this. They put out like an absolutely sick looking jacket. And it's apparently made to be the same material that they're like the pizza sleeve, you know, like the thermal material that keeps your pizza hot. They just made that for you into like this suit that looks like you could survive the day after tomorrow. Like the actual superstorm that nukes the world. You could survive that in this jacket.
I feel like you can get a jacket very similar to this with Marlboro Miles back in the day.
Yeah, or Camel Bucks.
Yeah.
So my question was, have you ever had, I don't get a lot of pizza delivery and I never really have. I just go get it because it's quicker for me. But have you ever had a pizza delivery man show up with the whole rig like in Home Alone?
No. You know, I have insider information because I worked at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
But I always, you know, in my head, I always imagine this probably happens in the suburbs because I never really lived in the suburbs in my life. But I don't think it happens in the suburbs either. I think it's pretty unique just to see the people that have the like the signage on top of their car, because we didn't have that when I worked at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I see that around. It's like the same thing as everything else. It's cheap and easy to make now, so they can just give you a magnet that sticks to the top of your car that they bought at a whatever. Yeah. But I've never in my life have I seen someone show up with like a really nice embroidered polo shirt or a jacket, like a crazy, you know, high end jacket.
Oh yeah, well they definitely had to wear the shirts at when I worked there. But no, that was it. You had the shirt and maybe the hat if you wanted to wear it. But they were a lot more lenient with the drivers because who the fuck else is showing up to your door with a pizza?
If a guy shows up in clothes with a pizza, it's like that. That's a lucky break. So the big one, the one that I couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, I guess this makes sense, but I just couldn't believe this site. This looks like AliExpress. Check it out. Type in a search for McDonald's merch and you're going to be surprised because it's really sketchy looking and it's called Smile Makers. And there's not
Smile
even
Makers
any,
online. Yeah.
Smile Makers online. It doesn't say McDonald's. It has a little golden arches, but there's nothing to really like hold your hand and say, you know, no, it's cool. This is actually a McDonald's. online store.
I think in like the Google search it's like, this is totally McDonald's merchandise. Like we're officially licensed and that's all you get.
But I could put that on my Redbubble. I could just like, it would get taken down maybe a month from now, but for a month I'd have it all. I'd have it made in the shade. So it's a really giant sprawling website. By far the largest collection with the most maintenance, because there's current sections. There's like a holiday section that someone is maintaining. Because there's like branding, there's graphics, there's, you know, stuff going on there, and it's all fully realized. So you found this, and this thing was amazing. How, like, what was your impression when you stumbled onto Smile Makers?
So when we thought about doing this, I just typed in McDonald's merchandise because that's the first thing you think of for fast food. Mm-hmm. And so this pops up, and it, like I said, it's like, we're totally legit. This is legit licensing. And I just like scrolled through it and I was like, yeah, it's just stupid shirts, whatever. And then I saw this hat. It's a wool over what I call a winter hat or a beanie. And it's a honey barbecue glazed tenders knit hat. That's the that's the label. And basically it's a it's like a kind of deep reddish maroon almost hat, like McDonald's colors, whatever their fucking red is called. Right. It has the arches on it, and then it has embroidered sweet and spicy honey barbecue glazed tenders, which is weird enough to just wear a hat that says that. And then in like a faux handwriting embroidery, it says "From Grandma with love." So not only do you have to really love chicken tenders to want this hat, but your grandma has to buy it for you too, or it makes no sense. It's only $12 though, so I'm probably gonna buy it. So after I saw that, I was like, huh, that doesn't seem like normal merchandise. And then you just uncover, if you look through their shirts and stuff, I think Scott, like many years ago when Cafe Press was still going, he found like this really crazy Zazzle. He found like this really crazy website of this man who was just making thousands and thousands of shirts that were just like, my best friend is a golfer, but like a lot funnier than that. And he just made like thousands of them, just different variations, just like the same phrase over and over again. And that's kind of what this McDonald's website is. You can buy a shirt that just says, my favorite is maple bacon Dijon on it, with a McDonald's logos on it. It's $2.
$2.
You buy a t-shirt for $2. There is tons of shit like this, so... everything on this website is rock bottom prices, and it's like, you know, it's like from a Wish store. It's like if like a Chinese bot was making McDonald's merchandise. I don't know how McDonald's is allowing this to happen, where they're just like, this is fine, but it is.
Well, if you look around, so for there's some strange things on this this that I know is, first of all, I'm like scrolling through and I'm noticing that you can buy all the pieces of the uniform, including that weird little bow tie that the women manager is supposed to wear in every pattern imaginable. It looks like a sleep mask. Like, no, you would have no cause to wear this unless you already are provided with this, I assume, as part of your job, unless they make you go to this site to buy your uniform. But it's like these weird little bow ties, and they're very odd. There's no cause. And they come in French fries. They come in, like, you know, cool stripes. They come in everything. And you keep scrolling and you see that you can buy, like, the mats and the clings to promote things, you know, so you could stick a giant sticker on your table at home to let your family know that McDonald's mobile ordering is available in case they don't want to eat what the fuck you put down on the table or something like that. You can buy a gigantic Lucite award. There's like this, it's for $25. It's a massive block of like crystal or Lucite or something like that with the arches lasered into it. And they call it an award. So if you need to present someone with a McDonald's award, they got you covered. I think that they just, every time that they have a campaign, they just throw it on the site.
Well, so I mean, Pizza Hut has a site like this, so I would assume this is for employees too, but there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense. Like, they sell thermal camo sweatpants. I can get away with, okay, it's an award. McDonald's is a franchise, so maybe they make their franchisees buy all this shit separately, but I don't see a need for buying your employees camo sweatpants. So company that seems picking. like an oddball. Yeah, so I don't know. This is just a very weird site that I do recommend everybody to check out.
Dig in, because you can find like a secret shopper badge, which seems like it would defeat the secret shopper purpose or whatever.
Yeah.
You can make yourself gold or silver secret shopper. You know, there's there's Fry Guy and Grimace merch still available, even though they've like abandoned those concepts. There's a Golden Arches hole punch. This thing is like, it's exactly, there's no division. They're just hoping you'll buy up the shit they couldn't use.
Yeah, this is really a website. When you see those maniacs that are on television showing off their collections and they took their living room and replicated it into like the Starship Enterprise, this is the McDonald's version of that. Like, if you are a McDonald's fanatic, you can just ball out on the site, and for probably under $1,000, you can probably turn your whole house into a McDonald's museum, basically.
In addition to the my favorite is maple bacon Dijon, that is $2. You can also get my favorite is pico guacamole. I don't know if that's a thing. And my favorite is sweet barbecue bacon for, you know, the internet. You can buy the actual, you know how you, now there's kiosks and they give you a number?
Yeah.
You can buy the number.
So there's no about me. You can't, it doesn't say like McDonald's employee website or anything. So
no. And I can add to cart. There's add to cart buttons everywhere. I can just buy this stuff. So I can walk into McDonald's head to toe, dressed like the boss. not like the guy who mops up or whatever. I can walk in dressed like the Lord of McDonald's, and
maybe that's how those kids, remember those kids who did that, they put up their own
Starbucks
paint. No, I thought it was McDonald's.
There was a guy who made his own Starbucks called like Suck Bucks or something like that.
Oh no, that was Nathan. There's some kids who some Asian kids who snuck into a McDonald's and put up their own their own like happy people eating McDonald's sign, because it was all white people, and they all just did it undercover. They all put on like fake McDonald's uniforms and pretended they were like the McDonald's decoration committee or something, and pulled it off. So maybe this is the website they got all that shit from.
Well, once again, no one has taken us up on our $26 offer. We still have $26 burning a literal hole in my pocket right now. So I think maybe what we're going to do is, you know, Mike, you take a picture, I'll take a picture. I'll use my ample Photoshop skills, and we're going to get up on this wall of
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I go to the McDonald's headquarters. I can wear a nice McDonald's tie and say, hey, I'm the president of McDonald's. I'm going to put this sign up.
Do you think that they would notice if you wore the ladies outfit? If you wore the little...
Probably not, I doubt it.